Welcome to the Barrel Roll Newscast, January 20th, 2017.
Today we have way too much news to talk about.
So much news.
So stick around.
I'm done, mine.
Hello, everybody!
Good evening.
And welcome to the Barrel Roll Newscast.
This is still January 20th, 2017.
We have lots to talk about.
It only became because there really wasn't anything to talk about, but we scraped stuff for you. We love you.
It wasn't even scraping, we were just talking. We're like, yeah, we can talk about that. But before we do, hashtag...
Be like Darren Fell.
Be like Darren Fell. Thank you, Darren Fell. You subscribed last time on Twitch.
Yes.
So we wanted to throw that out there and say thank you for subscribing.
And you can be like Darren Fell.
By subscribing.
Everywhere.
YouTube.
Twitter.
Hitbox.
I'm trying to think. Vine. Or Facebook. If you want Facebook, you can. I guess that's a thing.
Or, of course, Twitch. Just like Darren Fell. Either who.
Let's get into it.
Let's get started. So, Chris, you brought this one up. This is cool. So what is this?
It's called PAX Unplugged.
PAX Unplugged.
Which essentially is PAX.
The Penny Arcade Expo.
Yep.
For those uneducated.
For the five people who might not know what that is.
For all those video games. But this time they're switching to board games.
Oh, I like that.
That's a really smart move.
It's essentially the same thing. Very, very smart move. But just board games.
And you think about how many Kickstarter board games there are. Sure. They could have bring their product to this event and say, hey, we've got a Kickstarter. Support us. You've tried our game.
Yep. Bring the prototype with you.
Like, it would be huge for marketing.
And they're going to do, like, announcements there.
Yeah.
Doing, like, the concerts or whatever they did.
Oh, yeah.
They have their same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just board games.
And, like, rooms and rooms of people just playing board games.
Yep. Playing board games.
Oh, man.
I missed out on Secret Hitler. My friends kept telling me about how good this card game was on Kickstarter.
Oh, yeah.
And I wish I had an opportunity to see it before the time ran out. And, like, to support it on Kickstarter.
Well, and the number of games that I've, like you said, on Kickstarter starting, but just the amount of games that are just coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I'm not big into them. Like, sometimes the card games come out from people that I follow. So that's where I get the Cyanide and Happiness game, and that's where I get Exploding Kittens.
Yeah.
But then... Like, we go to our friend Ross's, and the amount of board games he has...
You can literally have libraries of board games.
And he's starting to. Like, he's got... His bookshelves don't have books. They have board games, and you just go...
I'm hoping to be there one day.
Well, yeah, and I mean, you started collecting some of them, and you just sit there going, what? And I mean, again, I have a ton of board games over there, but they're the classic ones.
Yeah.
That ever, you know, your battleships and your, you know, Trivial Pursuits and Hungry Hippos and...
Monopoly. Sure.
A couple versions of Monopoly.
Two or three.
Yeah. And then, like, that's what I mean. You have all those. And then I have 13 Dead End Drive for back in the day. That was an insanely weird game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now all these games coming out again are just, like, different mechanics, cool stuff going on. So, yeah.
Yeah.
An expo for them.
Yeah. Like, that. The board game market has exploded exponentially over the past, like, 5 years.
Yeah.
If you think about it, like, it's been... huge.
Yeah, and I mean, their thing with that whole is, like, everything is technology. They're trying to get away from that.
Yeah.
They're trying to unplugged. Get away from the TV screens. Don't stop watching us, but
continue watching.
Play board games while you're at it.
Well, and we already, like, we tried...
we do board games once in a while.
Every once in a while, we'd like to do that kind of stuff. So, I think the coolest part about this is some of those board games do lead into, like, it's a nice kind of gateway almost into the RPGs and all that stuff.
Because you get games like Munchkin where you have to build a character.
Red Dragon Inn or whatever we played last time at Ross's place, which was...
Marvel
those deck building games?
Yeah.
But this one wasn't even Marvel. This was like random, weird...
I can't remember.
I forgot what it was called.
Yeah.
I've played deck building games. Those are super fun where you start with like nothing and then by the end of the game you have like this huge stack of cards.
Well, but this game was like you have your superhero. Each person had a super villain because we played heroes and villains.
Oh, okay. keep going.
Yeah. Either way, and then you just draw cards. Like, you have your deck that belongs to that hero. So you're like, okay, I can play this. I can, you know, I'll use my super moves. But as it's going, the villain has to also draw cards. But the villain deck plays them, so all of a sudden you're three superheroes versus a bunch of villains, and then there's like a bunch of random vampires that also appeared. And it builds a story.
Mm-hmm.
So in your head you're going like, oh yeah, like this is what's going on. And then slowly but surely you can take people from one of those games and like throw them into Pathfinder or D&D without them going like... Because... I forgot. That's but bug me. Jumping into Pathfinder is tough if you're not used to that kind of stuff.
Or any D&D environment.
Any role-playing environment.
Yeah.
So this kind of thing where the story's written out, and it's all of a sudden, well, what are those vampires doing? And it's like, well, they're vampires.
They're helping.
They're either helping or hindering or, you know.
Depends on how good you roll.
It depends on what cards come up. There's no rolling. Like, it's just what cards come up.
Yeah.
So there's still that random number generator of, you know, you don't know what's coming, but...
Mm.
And even when the enemies were dead, they still did. Like,
Sentinels of the Multiverse.
There you go. Sentinels of the Multiverse. It was
so
awesome.
This is coming up in November.
November. Yes.
In November. Philadelphia.
In
Philadelphia. Good old Philly.
So I assume if it's going out there, if this is a big hit, I would assume they're coming out west.
Yeah, because that's been the typical PAX formulas.
Well, PAX went PAX.
And PAX Australia.
But PAX started west and then went east?
Started
so
west.
This one, they're
starting in Seattle.
Starting east and then...
Now they're starting east and I'm assuming west.
And then if it becomes successful, it'll be in Australia and then probably maybe UK, somewhere in Britain. Somewhere
I'm just longer. Excited for, but like you said, I'm just excited for like the smaller companies that might actually gain some traction.
Because if you think about how many board games actually fail on Kickstarter because they don't have enough...
Maybe like, they don't have enough
traction out there.
Traction or
like
they
a,
suck.
It's a well enough... It's a well enough board game.
And it could be, and that's where this will be nice, is it's a trade show for board games, essentially.
Yeah.
Set up your booth and
You know. Or it's like, hey, come by at 3 o'clock, we'll have a game. And whoever wins can have a copy, early copy or whatever.
Well, sure, and then they can have panels, so you can get, like, you know.
Q&A.
Some weird Q&A stuff.
Or have, like, feedback. It's like, what do you think would change
And even if you get 5 people to your panel.
Yeah, that's enough.
Still a win.
That's 5 people that you didn't have before.
Word of mouth. Yeah. It'll pass on.
That's what we're going to do.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I should talk to you about that.
Okay,
after.
Good to know.
Remind me.
Okay.
Either next.
Moving on. Gabe Newell came out on an Reddit AMA a couple days ago. I think maybe on Monday or something like that.
He's a filthy, dirty liar.
He's always a filthy, dirty liar. But he's been pretty. He has been pretty out. He's very open when it comes to questions and people asking him stuff. I guess so. Some people have been asking him like, "Oh, you know, what's next for Valve?" And a few things came out.
More Steam,
obviously. But they like Valve is actually making a full dedicated VR game, not just someone else making a VR game. So it could be Half-Life. It could be something else. He has confirmed that there is more games to be told, more stories to be told in the Half-Life Portal universe. And that they are working on a new single-player game.
Oh, VR Portal game.
Oh.
Yeah, that would.
It's a roller coaster.
Instant nauseating. It's already nauseating playing Portal enough.
I know.
Like at some point, while your friend is playing, push him. While your friend is playing right now, push him right now. Immersive. Punch your friend right now as he runs into the wall.
So Gabe Newell, essentially, we might be talking about Half-Life 3 or
that
maybe Half-Life. Maybe they won't call it 3 just so they don't break rules and they'll call it Half-Life VR or something.
Half-Life 2 and a half. Half-Life 2.5.
Speaking of VR, though, quick.
Yeah.
Resident Evil 7.
Need to play it.
Apparently really need to play it in VR.
Yes, apparently that is the way to play Resident Evil 7.
About an hour in, people just throw all their VR stuff out the window.
Yeah, it's scary as shit. That's one of my things.
A guy showed a clip on Reddit, and it was, you open a door, dark basement, so you only see like a few stairs in front of you.
Yeah.
And you have to watch the video for it, because apparently it's way worse, because you hear, like, breathing coming from behind you, so you turn around and, like, close the door.
Yeah.
Because you're like, you know, like, oh, no, close the door. Turn back around, and you're, like, creeping down the stairs really slow, and all of a sudden, all you see are, like, two eyes open.
Oh.
And you're like,
huh? And it's in VR.
And then all of a sudden, it goes dark, and then all of a sudden, it comes back up, and there's, like, a face of a chick, like, right in front of you, just like, and that's, like... in VR, so people are just like, and I need new pants.
Yeah. The,
and I don't need VR anymore, because
the amount of The horror in Resident Evil 7 with VR, they've done a really, really good job because it's actually super dark.
Yeah.
And so whenever you have a flashlight, which is 90% of the game, it's actually pretty effective where it's like everything's completely dark except for
what you see, which is how a flashlight works.
And it's all tied, the flashlight, it's tied to the VR headset. So wherever you look, that's the you're looking motion. So it's not just like you're, you know, you got a hand motion or anything like that.
So you can do this and try and see all over the place.
Yeah.
See, that's the problem. Don't have flashlights, folks. Have lanterns. Super effective.
You can see all.
You can see in all directions.
But yeah, Resident Evil 7 is on my to buy list.
As of, just as VR, I thought we were talking about that. I thought I'd throw that in because holy cow.
Yeah, I need to play that game in VR.
Now, I'm not a huge Half-Life guy.
No.
Portal though in VR, or just another Portal game in general.
I would love another Portal game. I would love
Portal, I think the Portal VR would be interesting.
Portal VR would be interesting, but I think
maybe that's what's taking
like a roller coaster.
Instead of pooping themselves, they'd be puking themselves. Like,
maybe that's what they're working on right now. Instead of announcing, it's just like we've got VR Portal stuff coming out. We're not gonna tell you what it is, but it is a single player game coming out from Valve. Whether it's VR or not. Take a grain of salt. Could be Half-Life. Could be something completely new.
Well, and let's face it, they're not going to work on another Team Fortress game with Overwatch being as popular as it is. Because
Team Fortress 2 has basically just been rolled.
Yeah. At this point. But I mean, like, instead of Team Fortress 3, like, why?
Maybe Half-Life Deathmatch. Again.
That's what I mean. So Half-Life or Portal.
That's basically their other two that they've got going for them, right?
Mm-hmm.
They've got Left 4 Dead as well, but they said it's a new first-person shooter, so...
Yeah. Then maybe it's something completely different.
Left 4 Dead 3.
Or like Half-Life versus Portal.
Left 4
Dead VR. But Left 4 Dead was never really a horror game. It was always just an action game.
Yeah, but still.
It's not traditionally an...
I'm not talking about... Just because it's not horror doesn't mean you can't do VR with it.
Yeah.
We'll see how... You know, what Valve wants to do.
We'll see.
What's going on? What else do we want to talk
Square
about?
Square Enix. Is joining with Marvel.
That was the big announcement.
To make a couple Avengers games.
It is a multi-project announcement.
Yeah.
So.
And all we got was a like cinematic trailer of almost nothing.
Barely.
Pretty much the Avengers.
There's
stuff.
Yeah.
And there was nothing to freeze frame either. It was just.
Oh no! There's the shield. There's an arm.
Yeah.
There's some glasses.
But like, there's no like additional detail
you got
that
the glasses,
people.
You hear Hulk in the background.
Yeah, but like, there's nothing that you can freeze frame and be like, oh, there's that this thing from this thing, so it's obviously taking place here. No, there was.
It's like
they were pretty sure to make that a very clean.
Although I like it because it's like hashtag reassemble or whatever is their tagline.
Yeah.
So it's just like reassemble. So everybody's like, so a Lego game by like by Square Enix? No. Just as a joke.
Gonna happen.
But it's made by the guys doing Hitman and
Tomb Raider. Which
so
both
we,
excellent games.
We can assume some form of third person action
That'd
title.
Be okay.
We'll see.
And I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
And it is a multi-project announcement. So. It could be one of them is first person, one of them is third person, one of them is like an RPG or
something.
It's
going to be
their
whole gaming universe.
Yeah.
So maybe you get a Captain America game and you get an Iron Man game and you're getting a, like that's just what they're trying to develop right now. Because they tried that at the beginning when they sold all of the properties to Sega. When the first Iron Man movie came out, Sega got everything.
And that happened.
And we got a really bad flight simulator Iron Man game. We got a half decent.
The Hulk game was all right, wasn't it?
But that wasn't based off the movies.
No,
it was Hulk Ultimate Destruction was pretty good, but it wasn't based off the movies. Mm-hmm. And we got a Captain America game
You enjoyed that one.
I enjoyed it. It was good enough. Yeah. Like it was a good third person action flick, and it took place when Captain America was taking down the
it was
Hydra
during the montage.
Yeah. So instead of that montage, you got like him taking out a base.
Mm-hmm.
And the shield swung, and you know, all
he did acrobatics.
He did all the acrobatics stuff. Like it was a well built game.
Was it kind of like Batman? Was it like where you had to counter attacks and hit? Okay, so it was Kim.
The combat was decent. Like the game was decent.
Yeah,
it wasn't like blow you out of the water Arkham.
Yeah,
kind of like whoa superhero game. It wasn't.
Yeah.
Like Ultimate Spider-Man for me was a really good video game, story wise, visually, all that kind of stuff. This one was like, I had fun. I'm glad I bought that game because it was fun to play for, you know, small increments. But if these guys are working on Marvel titles...
What gets me really excited is the fact that we'll have that sort of connected universe in the video games where all the games have this share the same sort of art style, same visual storytelling, same story. That could be really, really exciting. Because in my mind, that works so much better in a video game than it does in movies.
Sure.
Because it's way easier to
work on. You don't need to, like, the contracts don't need to be, like, solidified. If the guy who's doing Iron Man's voice actor, quits, you can just sign, like, a new one on.
Yeah, like, voice actors whatever. There's a million voice actors out there, right? Yeah. So, and for whatever reason, you might get, you know, Robert Downey Jr. as a DLC voice. Changing, whatever.
Who knows?
Maybe. And if it is Marvel signing, like, Marvel is signing this, that means they're confident in it.
Yeah.
As another takeaway. If Marvel didn't think this was going to succeed,
yeah,
they would not have even thought about it.
No. And they're at the point now where they're enough of a powerhouse that they can.
Yeah. They can sort of experiment, quote unquote, with.
Well, it's Crystal Dynamics, right? That's the company. Yeah. And I mean, that's a good company to go with.
Yeah.
Especially.
Again, their track record has been very good the past 5 years.
That's the biggest thing. Is
like
the last
Tomb Raider, Hitman,
and very good story-driven games. Mm-hmm. Like the Tomb Raider ones, it's you know,
Tomb
it's
Raider
not
was
just,
really good. I still need to play Rise, but
and again, Rise, that first, the first 15 minutes of that game, I'm just like, it's
pretty.
I'm blown away. One, it looks gorgeous. Two, it's again.
They know what they're doing.
You're not going to lose at those points, but they build those action sequences into the point where you're just like, oh my
God! and if you think about all those Marvel movies, essentially they're just huge set pieces tied together with story moments, right? So that's what better. Like, honestly, this was a really good developer to go with. Another one maybe would have been Naughty Dog, I guess, maybe, because they're really good with cinematic action, but.
Yeah.
But they're kind of tied to Sony, and so.
And there's already a Marvel game just tied to Sony, so.
Yeah. Spider-Man.
Yep. That's good.
Yeah.
It's fine. I'll just visit you people.
Yep.
Chris, what are you doing here? It's 3 a.m.
Spider-Man.
What are you doing?
What if Spider-Man was in VR?
Just like Portal.
Excellent.
Woo.
With move controllers.
Well, it's like the amount of people complaining that Planet Coaster still doesn't have VR support.
I honestly forgot that that could have it, but it doesn't.
And I'm like, I watch enough YouTube videos where I almost get sick watching them. I'm good.
I think that the VR sickness, or not VR sickness, VR motion, you can build your way into it. You start, it's like, you know, 10-minute increments, 15 minutes.
I think so, but.
And then your body will get used to the idea of moving in VR motion. So.
Absolutely.
Either way, Square Enix, Marvel.
Moving on.
Woo-hoo. At this point, Square Enix is finally, like, making good games again.
Yeah, like, even Final Fantasy 15 seems passable.
That's what there's enough stuff coming out from them now where I'm like, okay.
I think it really, the change around from Final Fantasy 14 really brought that company back up. Because when 14 came out, that game was, hot garbage. That game was literally hot garbage. And then, obviously, they went back and made a Realm Reborn. And now
it is.
Still
can't believe it took that long, though.
Yeah, me. Super
Nintendo, Squaresoft, like, giant gaming, RPG maker. Enix, giant RPG maker. They get married. Nothing bad can come of this, except for, 10 years of horrible games.
I don't know. Kingdom Hearts was pretty good.
Okay, they lucked out on that one, because they let a director do what he wanted to do.
Yes. Correct. And, incidentally enough, he's the one who ended up directing Final Fantasy XV.
So.
And will be doing the next Kingdom Hearts. Yes. So, go to. I think he's doing the Final Fantasy 7 remake, too. I think he's in charge of that one as well.
Well.
Let's see how that goes.
We'll see how that
one
goes.
I'm not hugely thrilled about 7, but.
Whatever. Okay, it's right. The next one's right there. It's really small, though. So
it's really. Let's make it a quickie.
It is a little quick one, though.
So, Amiibo updates. We've got some new Amiibo cards coming out for the new Mario's tennis game on the 3DS?
No, it's sports.
It's a sports. It's a full sports Mario 3DS game.
Soccer, tennis, golf, equestrian sports.
Ooh.
You can ride a horse.
So.
And something. And baseball.
So, essentially, Mario and Sonic at the Olympics, but minus the Sonic and minus the Olympics. And just Mario.
Yes.
Which isn't a bad thing. I liked those games. Those are all right to fun, you know, to watch and play as a party game.
I liked the Olympic games. Because, they're kind of just, it's a bunch of mini games. And some of them can be fun.
Yeah, but only in a, it's very limited in a party environment.
And has to be with other people.
Because if you play even two players, it's pretty
thin. Sports games have been now, sucking more and more since.
So maybe this is their idea of bundling them all in together.
And that's what kind of my problem is. When they originally started all of these sports games.
Oh, man, Super Strikers.
No.
Super Strikers is great.
Let's go way back. Game Boy Color.
Oh, yeah.
Has Mario Golf and Mario Tennis. And in that game, you played a little dude. Like, it was an RPG.
Yeah.
So you played a little dude, like, walking through the tennis pavilion, like, the tennis world, going to become the next great tennis star. So it actually worked like an RPG. The more games you played, you actually leveled up your character. And it's not like you could just max your character out. You actually had to choose. Mm-hmm. So if you were playing tennis, it was, you know, oh, is my top spin going to be better than my, you know, max spin? Yeah. Same with golf. Am I going to have more of a fade or am I going to have more of a draw? Mm-hmm. Like, you couldn't sit there and go, oh, I'm going to do everything perfect. If I added power, something else had to give.
Sure.
And then as they kept going, they're just like, it's just a golf game now. You play golf. You select your character, play golf. And it's like, what happened to the RPG part? So it's still a good golf game.
Mm-hmm.
It's just missing that story factor, which I think really draws me into that one. Because again, it's golf. It's tennis. To me, like, a hockey game is robust enough that you can play hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Super Mario Strikers as a soccer game?
Yes.
Robust enough to play, you can just play soccer and be like, I am playing soccer and I am happy.
Sure, yeah. This is cartoony soccer.
Equestrian?
I think of sports when I think of that, yes.
Yes.
I think of sports. I really
get sucked into those games.
You gotta watch those horses.
Tennis, golf.
Baseball.
The last golf game they released was big enough, and they actually had online tournaments to play, so you'd actually like play a tournament course against other people.
Mm-hmm.
Where they made it fun. So I guess it just depends on how much stuff there is in the game, and I think this is their way of going, like, if we put all five of them together, we don't have to develop too much of an actual thing around
esports.
We can just be like, yeah, it's a horse jumping game!
I also think it may be like a business move, train too, because the Japanese Olympics is not any work soon. So they want some sort of party sports game in the interim until that game.
Well, we know the next Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games is going to be massive.
It's probably the one to get.
Yes.
Honestly. On the Switch.
On the Switch. Well, just with it being in Japan, like, when they announced that it was in Japan, the guy came out of a warp pipe.
Yeah, dressed up as Mario. Like, that's
holding the torch, you're just like...
They gotta go balls to the walls on this next one, because...
Nintendo's in on this one, ain't they?
Yeah, they... Deep in the pockets. But so, coming out with the Mario Sports 3DS, is that actually the title? Super Mario Sports or something like
it's
that?
It's a weird, All-Star collection or something.
But they are reintroducing amiibo cards.
Yes, with Mario characters.
You were talking about how there's no real amiibo card support other than Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing is the only one I know, so, and I say, like, they missed an opportunity with Pokemon.
Yeah, that's
huge.
Yeah. Well, I think Pokemon was big already, but yeah, you're right. Like, they could have had something...
It would have been even bigger.
Like, I feel like if they were to do it, they would have had, like, a side game. Like,
and that's
something
fine.
On the eShop. Like, a small little, you know,
basic. But you can.
Game.
Once the cards are out, you can do whatever the heck you want with them. Mm-hmm. You know, make them work in Picross. Make them work in this. Make them work in that. Like...
But I mentioned this on a couple podcasts ago. Like, nobody in the Pokemon company talks to each other.
And that's the unfortunate part, because I think that would work. Yeah. I don't know how well these Mario ones are going to sell if they don't support other games. So with the Switch coming out and a new Mario game coming out at Christmas, hopefully there's something there.
Because this one's out in summer, right?
Yes.
This one, so it's a good in-between until...
And it doesn't add a whole lot to the game.
No. It might be...
It helps you power up your character.
Oh, that's all it is? So is there any talk of even the old Mario amiibos working in the game?
I believe they're supposed to.
Because that would be...
I believe they're supposed to.
I'll bust out my gold Mario.
Right. Like,
for that. I don't know.
Well, that's kind of the advantage of the amiibos is, like, oh, yeah, they work for this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they do something little in this. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they'll do something. Like, drag them out, see what happens. Just start, like, boo, 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 boo.
Essentially.
I'm not thrilled about... I have some of the Animal Crossing cards.
I think you bought some just to have.
Yeah.
Just to see what would happen.
Just to see what would happen, essentially.
Do they actually work in that not board game?
I haven't tried them in the not board game.
Okay, let's not try that in the board game.
We can try that next month.
Let's not try it in the not board game board game.
Because I bought more of those cards that'll work in the not board game board game.
Commented.
Nice green screen.
Thanks. What a green screen.
We're calling you up, Canda Art. Candy Art.
Who's not there anymore?
Canadart. Canadiart.
Oh, that was right now.
We'll get you next week.
You've been replied to.
Anyways.
What green screen?
what I don't. It's a real TV right here. You don't touch real TVs, right?
You're still not touching it. You're really far away from the wall.
Don't tell him that.
Well, he's the closest one to the wall. It. Yeah, he's
touching it.
Except now,
just don't turn it off. Just don't turn it off.
Don't press the power button.
Sorry.
Y'all, a board game would be nice. Maybe Super Fight. Have you ever played Super Fight? Super Fight's pretty cool.
No, it's
like a arguing card game where you get different characters and different powers, and you have to basically argue between you and another person of, you know, would this character win with these powers? And then people at the table will say, "Oh, who argued the best? Whose character will be better?" So, for example, it's like I play Justin Bieber with, and he's got like chainsaws for arms. Or somebody else will
cut himself up.
Or something else.
Yeah.
And so there's like different types of expansion packs for Super Fight. So it's actually really, really, really popular.
We have a lot of board games we could play.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Canada.
Are we pronouncing your name right? I don't know. Canadart.
Okay.
Canadiart.
Canadiart?
I like it.
Yes.
Just because it's confusing me, but I like it.
All right. Moving on to other Nintendo stuff.
Some news.
Yeah, some minor stuff that came, some trickly out precipitation of the Switch news.
The headphone jack accepts microphone input.
Yep. So
people who are worried about voice chat.
We'll see.
Call me Jake.
Okay.
All right, Jake.
Okay. So they're still saying it's going to be coming out of the phone app. I don't know what's going to happen with that, but we'll see. And so the USB Type-C port is only a 2.0, so no quick charging at the start. They say they're going to update it eventually, but I don't know how that would work. Like, my understanding is 2.0 USB is really, really different than 3.0 USB, so do you have to reissue a new hardware update for that? Like, maybe I don't know enough about Type-C USBs.
I looked it up when my wife got her new phone, and it was like, it's very confusing.
Like, you can use Type-C...
All this USB technology, I'm just like...
Sure.
Yeah, you can use
2.0. I plug in, it go worky.
Yeah. So you can use a 2.0 in a 3.0 slot, but my understanding is a 3.0 slot, I don't know. Like, you're right. It's super weird.
Yeah.
Touchscreen, they're still not really willing to talk about that. They talked about more of the SD card, actually.
Yeah. So you need
probably going to be nothing, then. The touchscreen?
No, they've confirmed it. And there are people they showed people playing Skylanders on it. So
that's
cool. Don't mind if I'm gonna bring some friends here.
More the
bring
barrier.
All of your friends here.
All of them.
All of your friends. Hi.
Hi.
Oh dear. God.
We're being overwhelmed now.
Hello, Dragon Myth. But yes.
So we're talking.
We'll keep this up.
So
USB to use micro USB to store stuff on the system. It's
question mark. They don't know yet.
They knew. You can use it. It has to have an update. So there's a day one update
that
puts that on the system. So you can't just be like,
you guys can fill that up.
What is this podcast?
News, movies,
entertainment news,
news and games and movies.
Yes, and what we can want to talk about later.
And then we do a post credit show later where we just talk about what we've been playing and that kind of stuff.
It's a little bit like this.
Yeah. We essentially just rattle on. Dragon Myth.
Hello. So the Type-C, not Type-C, the micro SD card, it's actually really, really interesting because apparently it's going to support the new, is it XD size format? Essentially, you'll be able to have 1 or 2 terabyte micro SD card in a Nintendo Switch. And so their thought, said it's going to, we're going to support it, but no one is actually making a 2 terabyte micro SD card.
You will end us.
Why?
I will end you.
How are you going to end us?
Warp Star Channel, Canadart sent me.
What?
I'm the leader.
I'm so confused.
Okay.
All right.
Hi. So.
We love you.
I like the idea of having a 2 terabyte.
I already have a 2 terabyte attached from my Wii U.
But you'll have a micro SD card.
I know.
But no
is
one.
That unbelievable.
But the thing is, like, no one. Technology is so amazing nowadays.
It still blows my mind where we came from, like, an age where...
Floppy disks.
Like, three and a half inch floppy disks with Oregon Trail on it.
Mm-hmm. Zip disks.
To a point where...
Less than the size of a postage stamp.
Like, the size of my thumbnail now fits 2 terabytes.
It's more hard drive space than my actual computer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's okay.
Oh.
That's right.
You guys have your own side conversation.
I meant to... And, you guys can talk amongst yourselves, too.
Go nuts.
Yeah.
We still love you.
So, talk about Switch stuff. I think that's all that really precipitated out of the Nintendo Switch stuff.
It's small little things trickling down.
And honestly, everyone's essentially waiting for the third. So we can start putting the thing
in spaces. It was actually really funny. I got an email from Best Buy, and they hadn't changed their date yet.
Mm-hmm.
So it said March 31st it was coming out. So I got an email from Best Buy, and I'm like, oh, no.
No.
Like, what's happening? No. And it goes, hey, Nick, we see that you like, you're, I, we know you're waiting for your Wii or your Nintendo Switch. Yeah,
they send that every month. They send that every month.
Oh, no. So this one is like, we know you're like, and usually I get that one where it's like, your Nintendo Switch is still on pre-order and will be coming this day. This one was legitimately like, we know you can't wait for your Nintendo Switch, and we just wanted to assure you that it's actually coming March 3rd and not March 31st.
I wonder how many angry emails. How many angry emails and like social media posts they had to.
So it was just hilarious because it was like this very like, we're sorry we didn't change the date. Oops, it's coming March 3rd. Yep. We will get it out to you as soon as we possibly can by that date. And I'm like,
that's sure
cool.
Thanks, Best Buy. Kudos.
Who's the best Overwatch character according to me? That's a big question.
I haven't played it yet, so I can't really give a response.
Okay. To answer that question, I think there's like two. I have two. My favorite one and the one that I actually play is the most. Because the one I really like, I can't play with shit.
Okay, you go.
What do you guys think of the parrot? One question at a time.
Quick answers.
I really, really like Tracer. I really like that character. I like the style that character has. But playing her, I can't play her for the life of me. She's too fast. But I really, really, really like Hanzo.
Okay.
Hanzo's really easy. Not easy to play. He's kind of difficult, but
I like to
satisfying.
I had a one-on-one match. It was Hanzo versus Hanzo. Like that one-on-one thing where you both played the same character. It was Hanzo versus Hanzo. So we're both like, Fatwang, miss. Fatwang, miss. Fatwang, miss. And I finally hit him right in the face. And I'm like, yeah.
And that's the thing with Hanzo. It's like, once you get a hit, that there's a good chance you're dropping a character with that. If he's not Reinhardt or a big bulky character, you're dropping him.
I like playing as Reinhardt, and I like playing, for the life of me, I can never remember his name, the dwarf.
Torbjorn. I'm not the dwarf.
Surprise!
I'm not the dwarf.
Okay. Upcoming control. Games for Nintendo Switch. Mario looked good. Which is coming out at Christmas. Splatoon 2, I'm excited about.
Yeah.
1-2 Switch, only because we can look like idiots when we play. and let's face it, I get those kind of games, so we can look like idiots when we play those games. Zelda, which I mean is coming out for the Wii U well.
That's my platform of choice for that.
Any party game, then.
And obviously any party game that, yeah.
For me.
I feel like the Nintendo Switch.
You're not getting a Nintendo Switch, I would say, because I'd be coming over and.
Yeah, and you're playing with it.
Yeah, the Nintendo Switch really is designed as a party console, which I think is a testament because the last one they made was Wii.
And I'm not, like, personally, because I'm not a huge Skyrim fan.
No.
I'm not looking forward to Skyrim.
Oh, no. I thought it was something I forgot about.
No, I'm not looking forward to Skyrim. No. But I'm happy that it's on the console.
I think it opens up, pathways for Bethesda.
For so much other stuff.
Because they make so many other games. Imagine something like a Doom port on Nintendo Switch.
That would be so brilliant.
Yes.
Like, so gorgeous.
Doom on the go.
I recommend
white green screen.
White green. Yeah, we know.
It's a TV.
It's totally a TV in a background.
It's a TV.
I don't know what you're talking about. you know what would actually... We really just need a tablecloth.
Yeah.
You got a white tablecloth. A blue one, maybe.
We need to get one that's not shiny. That's the problem.
A black one.
They come shiny. I have a black one.
Well, no. We get one that's not
shiny. I know. We need a matte one. Either way.
Yes. Skyrim, we're not contesting.
Skyrim's a good game. It's just
we don't contest Skyrim.
Okay. Graham, who usually sits in that chair, is buying a Switch because of Skyrim. Like
I don't.
He'd be with.
Yes, and
I just think it's deny that too long. Skyrim's an excellent game.
Yeah,
but it's an old game.
Yeah,
it's a super old game.
Just where Greenland's
is. I thought about it.
Xbox, or PC Master Race,
PlayStation,
Nintendo,
PC That's Master easy. Race.
One's blue and one's green.
yes, to answer your question, Dragon, that is the answer to your question. One is green.
And if we had a blue screen, these two couldn't wear the shirts they're wearing.
Well, you're wearing a little bit.
Oh, me too. Oh my god.
That's what I said to him.
We're coordinated today.
I told him earlier we're all wearing blue.
Apparently, we called it. I can change that. I have an orange shirt on.
I have skin colored shirts.
Me too. You don't want to see that.
Parental controls on the Switch. I think it's cool that you can do it off of the other phone. I think that's a neat option.
Yes.
But I don't use them for. I do not have a small child. And if I did have a small child, my parental control would be unplug the thing and take it away.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm old school when it comes to
PC has their own.
Yeah, that's true. Blue Squad.
Yeah.
PC Master Race. Anyways, let's move on.
Yes.
Next one.
So this is us.
This is Canadian news.
This
is
exclusively to us again.
Sad news.
HMV.
Canada.
Canada is closing its doors.
It's going into receivership, which means it's closing.
As of April 31st.
Oh, I thought it was April 30th. For some reason.
As of April 30th, they're closing their doors permanently.
So where else will I buy my movies?
I wish.
You've
been to PAX.
I've been to PAX. I don't know if I'll be doing any traveling anytime soon, just reasons. But yeah, I've been to PAX in the past. It was a really, really fun experience.
Yeah.
Canadians.
I judged by your name that I'm figuring you're one of us.
No, it's Canadart.
I know. That's why I say I'm.
No, it's literally Canadart. Canadart. Sorry, Jake.
HMV's closing. That's sad. I've bought a lot of things from HMV over the years.
Me too.
I like their trinkets more than their movies.
Well, but see, that's where it's been coming to slowly as. You look at West Edmonton Mall, where mm-hmm. there used to be two floors and a big space.
Yeah, that one would be that's yeah.
And his CD sales have dropped and
yeah. You know,
the
I don't
problem
know.
Is everything's being bought digitally.
That's the biggest piece.
And I'm not a digital person. I like to physically hold it.
I'm so really surprised they stopped making the video game sales actually. That was a little
They weren't making worse off than what they were right now. They're losing 100,000 a day. So with the gaming, they're losing even more because they weren't considered one of the high-end game.
No, I never went there to buy
games. No, no one did, but it's just...
The only time I ever went there to buy games is when I couldn't find them anywhere else because no one went to HMV to buy games.
Yeah.
But yeah, they've been getting into all those weird comic books and the t-shirts and the towels and all the trinkety types. Yeah.
Yeah, posters. And
it's like, there's other stores for that. A guy in HMV to me was always, movies and music.
Now there's going to be really nothing.
No. And there's a lot
of... the last kind of just
general movie. And there's a lot of HMVs in Canada? Yeah, just Edmonton alone. I think there's like three or four?
Yeah.
Edmonton, yeah.
West Edmonton Mall.
South Common.
Kingsway.
Dwanee Dune.
Yeah. Londonderry.
That's like every mall.
City Center closed, but Marvel, of course.
Yeah, well,
I like Marvel. Comic books.
I like good comics.
I like comics. I don't like to play bias in that. My favorite hero is a DC hero, but I like the Marvel movies better. So, kind of a contradiction.
Spider-Man.
The Flash. Fastest Man Alive.
Marvel. In general.
Chris is just like, whatever.
Some DC mixed in there, but it's mainly Marvel.
Yeah.
But yes, that's...
HMV is sad.
We had this happen already in the past with Blockbuster. Yeah. Albeit Blockbuster was a little bit more impactful.
So, although if with HMV, like
again,
the movies we can buy,
all the box sets on sale, that's something to look forward to, I suppose. He's just in the corner.
I like comic books.
I like comics.
There you go.
next on.
Last bit of news to talk about.
So this was early this week.
It was early this
week. Super early this week. And this was one of the leaked titles, actually, wasn't it? If I remember correctly.
I tried not to pay attention to any of the leak stuff because I don't want to be.
No.
You want to be pleasantly surprised.
I want to enjoy these for what
they are.
As
much as possible, anyway.
So the Star Wars Episode 8 has finally got a title and a color change,
too. Yes.
Star Wars The Last Jedi.
So who is The Last Jedi?
That's a great question, isn't it?
You'll have to find out in November or December.
December?
Is it December?
December.
It's December? You'll have to find out in December who the Last Jedi is.
Luke. That's my
hope. It might be Rey.
I'm assuming in this
one. I think they're getting away from the name The Last Jedi.
I'm assuming they're trying to get away from Jedis, yes.
Yes.
So it will just be people
with abilities.
It's not going to be called Jedis anymore.
Reversal, Ahsoka shows up.
She's technically still alive, isn't she?
We don't know.
Oh, I don't know. That Rebels show is hard to follow sometimes.
The last time we saw her on Rebels, she was fighting Darth Vader.
And then the building like collapsed on top. It landed.
And then the door closed, and that's all we saw.
So Luke, or not Luke, Anakin knows where he is. She is
trapped
somewhere. Trapped.
He absorbed her. that's how it works now, right?
Snoke is Jar Jar. Best theory ever.
Hello.
Jalaros?
Jalaros?
Jar Jar is Jar Jar the last. This is
surprise ending.
Oh. George Lucas just literally comes on set.
Misa the last Jedi.
Whoopsie daisy.
Trips falls on a lightsaber.
Last Jedi.
Last Jedi. And they're gone.
I honestly don't think it's gonna be Rey. I think we're calling this Luke is the last official Jedi.
And it's gonna be just
they'll be forced users from here on in.
We'll see how the story goes. I mean,
no more Jedi's, no more Sith.
Because Jedi's were a sect. They were part of a council. They were part of to be a Jedi didn't mean you
used
Force powers.
Yeah, because after the Order 66
controlled all along. Yeah, that's
after Order 66 happened like that.
It kind of
that kind of wrecked everything.
But maybe this is where this is coming from. It's not like the last Jedi, but it's the last Jedi's. So there's going to be Jedi showing up, kind of like all those ones that scattered.
Yeah.
Maybe this is the movie where all of a sudden we start seeing more of them pop back up.
Yeah, they can sense Luke is making a comeback and getting stronger again.
And maybe with, because Rogue One had a lot of connections.
She isn't considered a Jedi, so she's not.
I know she's not a Jedi anymore. She stepped down. I get it. I've watched the show. I'm just saying it would be cool if she just popped back up for no particular reason.
That means you have to cast someone for her, and they haven't talked about that at all.
But for me, the Rogue One connections to Rebels and Clone Wars.
Yeah.
Like, there weren't a lot of them, but there were enough of them where you're like...
The little droid or like...
Even the commander in that warship. Like, he's been in the show. You're going, cool. So it's not like they're keeping that separate anymore.
No.
So if some of those Jedi's who are out there come back. And that's what
possibly,
I figured. It's
the
no, it's the no longer a Jedi order. So there's no Jedi anymore. They're now just...
People with abilities.
Maybe they'll call themselves something completely different.
Midichlorian users.
They're going to call each other themselves a cult now.
The midichlorian users.
We're the Medis.
Okay, no.
Jar Jars.
I don't think they can make a Force Unleashed movie. That game was really weird.
I liked them.
It was also a very what-if movie or game, wasn't it? It was a very what-if game, wasn't it?
No.
I thought
they played it as Darth Vader had a secret apprentice.
Okay, because
who was screwing... There was what-if sections to that game.
Oh, okay. That's what I saw.
But the game itself was a very sideline of the main trilogy sort of thing.
Okay. Because some of the scenes I saw was like, oh, now Leia's got a lightsaber. I'm like...
Yeah, no. What-if sections where it's like, what if it's instead of Darth Vader going up to the Death Star just like messed with the Ewoks and killed everybody on the planet Endor?
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah. And the Empire wins the day. Instead of Darth
Clone
Vader.
Clone Jedis. Well, zombie Jedis. I agree? I don't know that. Sure. I don't know what that means.
I don't know. But more lightsaber fights is always good.
Yes.
Yeah. With zombies, that might not be that great. They'd be using their face too much. They wouldn't be using
Well, here's the thing. Like, they could... Well, they could... They could lose...
Just open the mouth.
No, then you get
that's a different image.
You get the whole Anakin thing where he's got like no limbs, and he says, "You can't beat me. I have the high ground." No, you're a zombie Jedi.
Oh dear. Either who.
Okay, so
that's been the newscast.
That's the newest part.
You can check us out other places like barrelrollnews.com.
We've got a website there. We've got a Patreon. If you guys are interested in taking a look at that, we've got some reward tiers there.
Yeah, where we do dumb things on here if you give us money.
www.patreon.com/BRNN.
We also have Facebook, Twitter, obviously YouTube.
OobTube, Twitch, Hitbox.
As
most of you are on Twitch. Thank you for watching again.
Thanks for watching on Twitch.
Yes.
YouTube, we are on the YouTube.
It's easy to find us. Barrel Roll News.
Yep. That's us.
That's me signaling we're going to put something in post, but we're not going to put it on post.
You guys go, yes, we do.
Yes.
There's people who don't?
What? If you're asking what a OobTube is...
He's asking if we have YouTube.
Of course we have YouTube. Link to YouTube. It's going to be in the post-credits thing, like the little
image. It pops up at the end. You're going to make me put the end screen up now?
Yes. End screen.
End screen?
Gang, gang.
Gang, gang.
Gang, gang. Sure.
Gang, gang.
Gang, gang.
Either who. Link to YouTube.
Are you just going to do it the old-fashioned way?
Sure is.
That's really... What are we, Neanderthals? Huzzah!
Either who, it is. We also have all of that cool stuff. This has been the newscast. If you stick around,
we're going to talk about
what we have to recombobulate ourselves. We're going to do our post-credit show where we talk about what we've been doing, playing, watching, all that stuff.
Experience.
All that jazz.
I'll go sub.
Awesome. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
I'll sub you from my heart, too.
Yeah, we will find you and sub you hard.
Say that. Can you say that more like Liam Neeson? I know where to find you, and I'll sub you.
I have a special set of skills. They're clicking buttons.
And I'll sub you.
Awesome.
It's his same name.
And now he's on YouTube.
Yes, he is.
Whoa, he switched over to YouTube.
I see that.
Yeah.
Same. Awesome. Wonderful.
Cool.
We're growing every
day. You guys are awesome.
You know
folks.
What you guys can also do is share with your friends. Share.
They already did. That's how we got them.
Well, share with more of your friends.
Continue doing this.
Everyone's got friends.
Either way,
we hope so.
We love you guys. If you want to watch us keep babbling, we'll be back in about 5 minutes for the post-credit show.
See you in a bit.
Bye, guys.
I'm everywhere.